The non-point source nature of pollution from agriculture makes it challenging to control such impacts. However, agricultural practice can take some actions that help reduce loadings of pollutants through structural and management practices for managing water and chemical inputs, or by controlling return flow. Such practices include integrated crop management, integrated pest management, comprehensive nutrient management planning, irrigation water management, animal waste management, conservation tillage, and vegetative buffers. Let's consider what some of these management approaches may entail. In integrated cropping systems, crops are rotated so that during rotation, crops take up nutrients left by the previous crops. Both contribute to plant residue and reduce soil nutrients. In these systems, crops cover the soil surface and protect it from the erosive forces of winds and rainfall and minimize nutrients in return flows. Soil management practices that maintain good soil structure also avert problems with soil erosion and the loss of surface organic matter. Irrigation water management is another approach to reducing the impact of agricultural water use. This management practice involves the application of the right amount of water to crops at the right time by monitoring overall soil moisture throughout the growing season and implementing irrigation scheduling based on water budget calculation, observation of plant water stress, or management of soil water status. Nutrient management and planning is based on estimating the precise amounts of nutrients needed by the soil according to the crop nutrient requirements. This approach also involves selecting and using various organic sources of nutrients. For example, organic manure amendments fulfill the soil crop nutrient requirements while they also sequester carbon in soil. Integrated pest management, or IPM, that involves pest monitoring, pest identification, pest control, is a holistic approach for reducing the use of pesticides and increasing the prevention of related water quality problems. IPM uses a combination of techniques, including organic, conventional, and biological farming practices.